Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Now, Phil, I've been anxious all weekend long to know what was the story with your lawn bowls.
Yes, Rick. Back to back.
Back to back.
Yep.
Premiers for a second row.
Second in a row.
Unbelievable. Yep. And how did you personally go?
Oh, look, I went all right. Yep.
Had now, forget about the modesty. You just tell us all. We've been anxious, all of us, to know just how well you bowled. I've heard a story, you bowled like a man possessed. Is that right?
Well, you could be right, but I'm not going to go there. You're not going to hear it from me.
Oh, yes. Well, I think I heard it from you to start with.
You're probably right. Yeah, no, I had a fair day. It was a good day, and it was a long night, and we celebrated hard. And
now, listen, good. I've heard a rumour. How are your shoes?
Well, I needed them last night for a Taylor Cup game at Salisbury, and one was still wet.
Wet? What from? Did it rain while you were playing or something?
No, it was as hot as anything on Saturday. But anyhow, it got some beer in it.
Did it? No.
Well, a bit of beer. A couple of shoeies we done, all the boys.
Well, it does sound as though you celebrated hard and fast.
No, it was a good night.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Enough of that.
Congratulations. That is absolutely superb.
Thank you. Cheers.
Two in a row. Now, I've heard that because of that and your form, there's something that is about to be announced heard first on this podcast.
Yes, I'm pretty safe to say I think I'll be playing it in the Premier League in Adelaide next year.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's really good. Come on, explain it all.
I'm playing a Taylor Cup for Salisbury at the moment, which is just a night series. And I suppose I've done okay with that. We're in the grand final on the 8th of April. And, they sort of put me in their plans to be in their top side next year in Premier League. So,
that's fantastic, because that's really the equivalent of playing SANFL
League
footy.
Yeah, it's like
going
from country footy to league footy.
Fantastic. Yeah,
it's the top. Yeah, so, looking forward to it.
Jeez,
enough of that.
And a man who is as young as you to be in that form, honestly, you could be anything within a couple of years.
Yeah, it could be. It could be nothing.
That's not true. Well, listen, now that we've celebrated your fantastic result and also your own fine form, we'd better have a quick look at the Barossa and Light cricket finals.
Yeah, some good results there, weren't there?
Well, there were, and there are a couple of shock results as well. I think we discussed in our last program, the A1s was pretty predictable in that Angaston won, but by heavens, they only just won. They only made 154, with Greg Bain getting 73 of them, and Rathjen 36. The incredible thing was that David Holder for South got 6 for 27 and Ryan Head 4 for 56. And I think overnight, South were 5 for 80, of which Grazer was on 70, not out of the 80. But they obviously knocked him over very quickly on Sunday morning, and they were all out for 134. So they went down by 20 runs. Grazer got the 71 and Head got 20. Brett Burgess, 3 for 32. And Aaron Kurtz, 2 for 7. So Angaston, yet again, A1 premiers.
Yeah, four in a row,
Rick.
Yep. Yeah, so they've certainly been the right up at the top level of their game in the last few years, haven't they? They've been the dominating side in the BL&G.
Oh, they have. And it's. I think we've mentioned before, it is the depth that gets them there, really. I might say, though, that South are pretty good, I think they was not only the deserved runner-uppers, but they only went down by 20. I think if there's going to be a handing over of the crown in the next couple of years, it will be South, assuming that they keep their players.
Yeah, oh, that's good. What about the A1 reserves? We tipped Tanunda to win.
We did
they?
We did tip Tanunda to win, and we were wrong.
Oh, wow.
100. I don't know whether it's finals fever, nerves, or whatever, but you done to bat at first and only got 120, and you'd say with the lineup that Tanunda have got that they'd bolt in, and they were all out for 93. Clouse got 29 for Udunda, and Jonathan Justin got 33 for Tanunda. Reese for Udunda got 6 for 34, and Mitch Boshan got 3 for 18. But Gee whiz, that is a bit of an upset, I think.
Well, they'd be disappointed, wouldn't they? Finishing top, they're going up now next year to the A1. That's so right. Be interested to see how they go, if they keep their players like Sammy Calhoun. Did he play?
He did play, he did. And they actually made Yudunda Robertstown bat a second time, I guess in the hope that they could knock them over very quickly and then possibly go for an outright. Yep. But Yudunda just batted through the rest of the day.
Yeah, they were 8 for 131.
Yeah, so in the second I mean, that's what happens. It's only by arrangement when a team or the captains decide that the game's not going to have any other finish that you can do that. And I guess there was an outside chance, given that they'd knocked them over for 120 in the first dig, that they might have got over them, but obviously they didn't. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay, well, what do we got in the A2s?
A2s, well...
We tipped Angaston.
We did tip Angaston, and by heavens, you know, we've just talked about no one making runs. Well, we've got news for at least our listeners. Angaston 5 for 336. Whoa. Lockie Laid, 170.
Off of 170 balls.
Unbelievable.
Too.
And Dylan Schmidt's got 59. His were off just about 59 as well, I think.
Yeah, it was just over, yeah.
So it was happy birthday. And I guess when you're chasing 336, you really would be optimistic if you think you're going to get them. And it looks as though South decided that they'd have an early day and go to the bar because they were all out for 78. So...
there we're in party time up at Angaston there Sunday night, it would have been, wouldn't it?
Yes, yeah. I mean, the only sensational thing about South 78 was that John Rossler got 5 for 48 for Ango. So that is a thrashing. 336 plays 78. So there you go. And of course, the game of the series, the A3s.
Umpired so well, I'm sure.
Oh, honestly, you know, it was one of those days. It was a great game, actually. Not of the highest of standards, but I Kapunda won the toss and batted and made 132 in the heat on Saturday, with Paul O'Reilly getting 45 and Marty Brown getting 4 for 30. And I really thought that that probably wasn't enough. However, Kapunda's strength is their bowling, and it, cutting the story short, it did get them home. They got Tanunda out for 103. Marty Brown got 34, and Kim Jarman bowled 18 overs and was captain of Kapunda. 18 overs in a row and took 4 for 28. And we chose him as man of the match. It was
Poor Marty Brown would have been close.
Well,
he
would have, to be honest.
But losing sight, I suppose.
I guess that's in the end, that's what really swayed us. And although 4 for 28 are very good figures, the 18 overs on the trot, opening the bowling, really was the foundation. And so, to be honest, I think if Tanunda had won, we might have swapped it around and given it to Marty. But, you know, you can only choose one of them, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. And it's usually the winning side. You know, I think it's, sort of a feather in their cap for winning the day. So there's,
Well, yeah, the thing I'd love to comment on is that it was played in just the best spirit. There was no controversies.
Not like South Africa, eh?
Well, perhaps we better go there.
We jumped the gun there a bit, but perhaps anyway. Is there anything else on that game quickly?
No, I think we've covered that pretty well.
Yep. Oh, that's all right.
Now,
yeah.
Well, what do you think about the South African situation?
There's got to be suspensions, and I mean, it's got to be long-term stuff, doesn't it?
I think so. I mean, the saddest thing is that although some people don't appreciate cricket, cricket is Australia's national sport. It's the common sport throughout all states. Even though sometimes not many people go to watch it, everyone knows what's going on. They know the scoreboard. The kids play it. And the kids mimic their heroes.
Yep.
And this isn't just sad. This is disgraceful because it's not even as though it was a spur of the moment thing. You know, they've sat down and had a team meeting and planned how to cheat. You know, I mean, it's the other thing is that worries me a bit is this leadership group, I wonder what their total combined IQ is, because how they could possibly think they were going to get away with it with only the rough 95 cameras around a cricket ground.
Yeah, that's right.
Covering every movement, you know, watching players, how they breathe. I mean, it's, if it wasn't so serious, it's almost farcical. I mean, John Cleese could have a field day with this.
It's just ridiculous. And, you know, to think you can get away with it. You're never going to get away with it.
No.
But they need to be certainly suspended of some sort, and because this is just, yeah, I mean, cricket is, you're saying cricket's one of our major, do you reckon that's taken a bit of a...
Oh, it's taken a huge hammering. And you've only got to have listened to the press in the last 24 hours, talkback radio, yep, etc. And, it, you know, although it is a game of cricket, people are shattered because the image of any degree of sportsmanship or the gentleman's game has just gone out the window. And it's the, I think it's the deliberateness of the whole thing. If it had been done as a spur of the moment, but you don't walk out there with yellow paper and basically, you know, sand in your pocket to create a rubbing action to destroy. It is just farcical.
Yeah, well, you know, we haven't even got over the Trevor Chappell, and that was a legal ball.
Yes, but I'm glad you mentioned that.
Like, we're still not over that, and now here we are with this, you know, cheating.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's a very sad. I'm so pleased you've brought up the underarm book, because although it mightn't have been within the sportsmanship of the game, there was absolutely nothing legally wrong with doing that underarm. In fact, most people don't realise that the old underarm trick had been used a number of times in England. Now they've changed the rule, it would be illegal, but that's not a comparison at all, because it was within the rules of the game.
Yep.
Cheating happens to be outside the rules of the game big time. And I think, to me, the other thing that's so important is to put this into perspective. Now, I heard a couple of people say, if they were Olympians, our cricket team, for being caught cheating, they'd be home already. Any Olympian caught doing something like that, breaking the rules, they're sent home on the first plane. I don't care whether we haven't got a cricket team; we forfeit. But if we don't do well, if Cricket Australia don't do something like that, then the message being sent to the youth is incredibly serious.
That's the exact point, is that we've harp on it all the time. The kids mimic what these so-called champion cricketers do, and sportsmen, like could be tennis players. If they're going to do this, well, the young Joey down the road here can get a little bit of sandpaper on a Saturday morning and scuff up the ball and away we go. Yeah. Well, the big boys do it, so I can do it.
Absolutely agree. The other thing is, in drawing parallels, okay, we've pulled the Olympic one out, but, you know, how do the Essendon Football Club and Joe Watson, for instance, see and look at this if there isn't some incredibly serious consequence for Steve Smith, David Warner, Nathan Lyon, whoever else? I think Stark's on the panel. I mean, to try and say that Darren Lehman wouldn't have known anything about it, it just defies logic. Now, you know, under pressure, Watson handed back his Brownlow medal. You know, Steve Smith was the cricketer of the year. You know, he should have that taken away from him. He should have a very long suspension together with whoever. They've got to try and regain the image of cricket being a good game and played correctly. And it's way down the tube at the moment.
You're spot on, Rick. There can't be any suspended sentences or anything like that. That's Mickey Mouse stuff. Right. We've got to have proper suspensions to whoever was involved and see them wiped out for a while. Yeah.
And the other thing that I find really shocking, you know, from we've discussed the ethics of it, but there is this group of senior players coming up with a concept to deliberately cheat to try and gain advantage, and they get the junior of the side to do it.
I mean, he's only just broken into the side and made a couple 50s now and probably cemented his spot in the side. Well, he could be gone.
Well, he's got 3 points now. He's had his match fee, but he's under pressure not to do anything again. But I just think that, I mean, it's even worse because of that. You know, if they wanted to do it, then get Warner to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Smith himself.
And you probably expected more out of one of those two.
You would.
You know, for what's gone on so far in this test series. And we got flogged too in the test.
That's right.
So, you know.
And, I mean, the embarrassment is that it's open and shut because Smith at the press conference has admitted everything. You know, I mean, we've got to go through the right processes. Well, the process is that all you've got to do is listen to the interview and then work out what the penalty is going to be. And he's been handed a one-match suspension by the ICC, but that's nothing. You know, Cricket Australia must stand up and be counted, else the game is going to suffer huge damage for a long, long time.
And now we've been flogged, like we got thrashed. Yeah. That had to affect the whole...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that, absolutely. You know, it's upset the whole apple cart right through, and we get bowled out for just over 100 and see you later, you know, 2-1.
It seems such a common feeling at the moment by the general public that they are just shattered because of the disappointment that this could possibly happen to Australia's national cricket team.
Well, you know, I'm not a big cricket fan. I follow the cricket, but it's certainly my number one sport. But I'm sick to death of hearing this, the conflict that's been going on, and now this on top of it has just stirred the whole apple cart, hasn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's made a joke of the whole series. I might as well wipe it off, and we'll come home.
Well, I think it's been, well, I'm not saying it's the whole situation was meant to lead to the cheating concept, but I think the big problem is that Australia's attitude and sledging and abuse is well known. It's been there for a long time. Two things. One, it shouldn't be. And as Nathan Lyon keeps saying, we know where the line is, we keep headbutting it. Well, that's the wrong attitude. We know where the line is. We want to stay way away from it. And it's almost bragging. Well, we'll go to the absolute limits. And where I think a great error has been made is that there are actually rules in the book to cover the abuse and the short-pitched intimidatory bowling that Australia has got away with for seemingly a long time now, particularly against the English. And it should have been nipped in the bud then, and that might have not led to the cheating situation.
Well, you know, we're only human, and you get enough abuse or niggling at you, like this, I can't think of the bowler's name now, the big fast bowler.
Rabada.
Yep. You know, it gets to a point that you're just a breaking point.
Yep.
And perhaps he just cracked and...
Yes, you know, I think it may well be.
I don't know. We weren't there, but, you know, perhaps that's what it is. But they need to be dealt with and, you know, perhaps we've said enough on it.
Well, I think we have. I mean, Cricket Australia simply has to show our ultimate strength at the cost of a test series. I don't care. It's the game that counts. And one series is and here and all there.
As we said, it must have taken a bit of a backward step, the old game of cricket, just as we speak.
Oh, it has. And it goes to sponsorship.
Yeah.
You know, there's companies in relation to businesses and the entertainment world who've withdrawn sponsorship and advertising. And you can see that the same thing could easily happen with cricket right now.
I mean, most of those guys are $1 million plus a year. Mm. I mean, act like proper professional sportsmen.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
For that sort of money, I think I'd be like a little mouse and just be playing me cricket, wouldn't you?
Well, that's all you've got to do. The check comes in each month.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really that hard. Let's finish up on that. We'll quickly run over the AFL. We've only got a couple minutes left, but...
I've got a joke.
Oh, you've got your joke.
I've got a joke. Come on.
Okay. Sorry, Rick. Here we go.
You know, the coach said, you know, I am the most honest man in sport. A lie has never passed my lips. I suppose, said one of the players, that's because all the time he talks, it's through his backside.
Oh, I'm glad you cleaned that one up, Rick. Oh, that's good. Can we have a quick AFL wrap-up?
All very quick.
Just a couple upsets. Yep, the Crows were an upset.
Well, you see...
You did tip them, Rick.
I did tip them to lose.
8 out of 9 for you, Rick. 7 out of 9 for me.
Yeah, I actually was only 3 points off the perfect score. If
Maxie Gawn should have kicked that goal.
But anyway, to be honest, I don't think the Crows was an upset. I suppose in the overall scheme of things, I think all the other results.
Didn't get to see the Port game. They must have looked all right, Rick.
I saw the third in the last quarter. They look good.
Yeah.
I mean, the big thing, it's like anything. You don't quite know how good they are because you don't know what Freo are like.
Yep.
But, gee, they're fast. They are very quick. And Motlop is a huge acquisition. And so is Watts.
Yep.
They should have a pretty fair season. The loss of Paddy Ryder is going to be big, though.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Yeah,
I reckon he's a month minimum, I reckon.
Must quickly say, Richard Douglas has to be unlucky for that bump, doesn't he?
Well, to be honest, I haven't seen it, but you've got to remember Robbie Gray got done for in a practice game.
It was virtually just body on body. I don't like it at all.
Oh, well, I don't like
Shouldn't
the rules,
get a game but, at all.
Yeah, well, no, there you go.
No way.
Right, Phil Fechner says no game, so that's all that counts. I mean, he is the 600 umpire experience, so Robbie Gray shouldn't have got one either, I suppose.
No, I would have given him one for that.
All right, okay. You've heard it on the podcast. Sports Central Phil. We'll go straight to all the reports with Phil each week. All right, that's enough. All right, we'll see you next week. This is Rick.
This is Phil.